This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Renee Portanova from the New Garden Society joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Renee, tell us about the New Garden Society and what you are doing. This is incredible to us.
Thank you for the opportunity to tell you about our small organization. We just finished our 10th season gardening in the prison gardens here in Boston, Greater Boston area. And the thing that makes our organization unique is that we are all professionals in the green industry, and we most of our educators volunteer their time to come in and teach vocational training in horticulture to incarcerated people. And we've been doing that, as I said, for 10 years now. And we've worked in both male and female facilities. And we've even worked with the Department of Youth Services educating youth on horticultural practices.
I know a lot of people go into prisons and places and teaching skills and whatever, but it seems to me that working with something green, something alive, must really resonate with folks. Can you tell us what a difference it's made in those people's lives?
Yeah, that's a really wonderful question, and I'm really appreciate that you asked it. We had our last day of programming yesterday, and we got to hear from the students. We got to hear feedback from them about what the programming meant to them. And one of the resounding themes was how being outside, having access to fresh air and fresh vegetables and fruit meant the world of difference to them. For some of our students, it is the only opportunity for them to be outside. Mm. And so, you know, think about how much you all enjoy being in the outdoors. And, you know, we have these students that are just getting outside maybe 2 to 4 hours a week for our garden program. And another thing that emerges quite often is this connection to their family and friends. It's a real reminder of practices that they participated in with their family and friends before they were incarcerated. And that feeling of nostalgia is really important to them.
Does it feel like the prisoners are ever weary of getting involved with this? You're in a prison. Maybe you can't show that you have a softer side that is into horticulture.
You know, not so much that we've had some reservations around getting clothes and shoes dirty, which is very understandable when you have very limited resources in that respect.
Sure.
But your question reminds me of a story a student told me. You know, we always talk about the therapeutic aspects of horticulture and how people tend to feel more relaxed and happier before and after, or, you know, during and after gardening. But we had one student tell us, you know, I feel sad when I'm in the garden. And we were like a little confused But then he went on to explain that in being incarcerated, you're not able to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And so being in the garden was the one safe space for him to feel sad and to feel a range of emotions that he wasn't able to express in his day-to-day life in the carceral system. And I think that was one of the most powerful things I had ever heard from a student.
Renee, this is such an incredible and interesting way to give back that I otherwise probably would have never thought of. How did you end up coming, like, what was the spark to make you found this and go into prisons and help people?
Yeah, so I had been a practicing horticulturist for a number of years and always had education as a component of that, teaching adults. I was working for a nonprofit doing some adult education. And through that nonprofit, I got to see a speaker named James Giller, who founded the program at Rikers Island through the New York Horticultural Society. And after seeing him speak, I was really inspired to continue that work here in Massachusetts. And I reached out to the DOC and realized that there was a huge demand. And although there were other prison garden programs in the New England area, nobody was really approaching it from a vocational standpoint, where we're professionals in the green industry, and we were so passionate about our industry and our work, and think of our work as very inclusive to many backgrounds. And we really wanted to share that with people that are incarcerated that will be re-entering into our communities. And we really wanted to have the opportunity to shape their experience while they were incarcerated, knowing that vocational training is one way to help with recidivism rates.
So you have a fundraising event coming up, the New Garden Party,
yes,
for the New Garden Society. That is November 16th. It's happening at,
yes,
the Boston Nature Center. It goes from 2 to 5 p.m. There's going to be a,
correct,
silent auction, food and drinks. If people want to buy tickets, where do they do that?
Yeah, you can go to Eventbrite and find the link. We have a sliding scale tickets for sale. And like you already mentioned, there's going to be some wonderful silent auction items up for grabs. And also the food is being prepared by our friends at NECAT, which is the New England Culinary Arts Training Program that also works with incarcerated people in vocational training.
I also see there's a link on the newgardensociety.org. You can go there to their events page, and you can purchase tickets to their website as well. This is awesome.
Yes.
This is incredible. What a great story to share with us this morning. So, Renee, you and the entire team over there at the New Garden Society are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo! I know. Thank you so much. This is so exciting.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Take care. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Casey from Lowell.
Hello, Casey from Lowell.
Lowell.
Hi, Kennedy.
Lowell.
Casey, we kick Kennedy out.
All right, good luck, Casey.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100 if you tie Kennedy. That is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. Casey, are you ready?
Casey, are you there?
Oh, we might have lost Casey.
That would explain why she wasn't answering.
And Kennedy's gone. It's fine. I'll just sit here by myself. Everybody's gone. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm going to describe to you what's happening right now. Dan has gone into the soundproof studio. He is panicked and trying to dial the phone.
What happened?
And now Kennedy is coming back.
I got kicked out.
I know. And
Dan says I need my room back.
Yeah,
what
well,
happened?
We lost Casey from,
oh, darn it,
from Lowell. And then he's like, all right, I'm leaving. And then he just left me.
Well, that's because he's got to go get her on the phone.
I know.
That's
and
his
I'm just,
job, Carson.
Just
believe it or don't.
Sitting here alone by myself vamping.
Oh, a terrible thing. Alone in the room with the microphone. It's your show. I can't believe you let me back in, quite frankly.
Please. Oh my God, that was funny. And now, of course, everybody is calling because they're like, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. I believe he has.
There you go.
I think he's got it. Or maybe not, I don't know.
Nope. Typing.
What are you going to do? It's live radio. Things like this happen.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
All right.
Here
there,
you come.
There
I'll go.
All right, bye, Kennedy. Is it still Casey from Loldan? Or did you find some? Have to get somebody else?
Becky's on line one. She's the new Casey. She's Casey 2.0.
Good morning, Becky.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, new Casey.
Becky, where are you from?
I'm from Canton.
Canton, okay.
Lol.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100 again. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Question number one. Ariana Grande plans to concentrate more on acting than music over the next 10 years. Name the movie she has coming out this month.
Wicked.
A teaser for Stranger Things Season 5 includes the titles of all 8 episodes, including The Crawl, Sorcerer, and The Right Side Up. The Right Side Up is a play on which parallel universe inside Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
The Upside Down.
Whoa, your voice changed.
Becky, you forgot a deep voice.
Question number 3. French DJ David Guetta, turning 57 today. He's been behind 7 different top 10 hits, including this song. Take a listen and then name who is singing.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the...
Titanium by Sia. It's one of my favorite karaoke songs.
Question number 4. Even though Kevin Costner left Yellowstone, the show's director says John Dutton's presence is integral to the final episodes, which premiere November 10th. John Dutton is governor of which state on the show?
I'm just going to make it up.
Question number 5. It was 59 years ago today, 1965, the first Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted. What is the Pillsbury Doughboy's name?
Oh my God, he had a name?
Sure did.
Joey, I have no idea. I didn't even know he had a name.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Lol.
Kennedy! Thank you for saving us, Becky, by the way. And what's your boyfriend? Is that your boyfriend, your husband? Who's in the car?
No, that's my son. His name's Jake. I got my kids
Jake?
In the car
before. How old is Jake? 35?
14, almost 15.
Bro!
Carson, have you heard your son talk?
I honestly, when Jake started talking, I thought it was Becky's dad in the car. It's so deep. All right, Becky got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done.
Yeah, these are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Ariana Grande plans to concentrate more on acting than music over the next 10 years. Name the movie she has coming out this month.
Wicked.
Tied at 1. A teaser for Stranger Things Season 5 includes the titles of all 8 episodes. One of them is called The Right Side Up. Of course, that is the play on which parallel universe in Stranger Things?
The Upside Down.
Tied at 2. French DJ David Guetta, turning 57 today. He's been behind 7 different top 10 hits, including this song. Take a listen and then name who is singing.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That is Sia.
Tied at 3. Even though Kevin Costner left Yellowstone, the show's director says John Dutton's presence is integral to the final episodes.
Spoiler alert.
Which, they can't just...
I'm absolutely joking.
Yeah. premieres November 10th. John Dutton is governor of which state on the show?
Montana.
4-3. Question number 5. It was 59 years ago today in 1965. The first Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted. What is the Pillsbury Doughboy's name?
Doughy?
Poppin' Fresh.
Oh, right.
Poppin' Fresh.
You guys both said doughy, though.
Stands to reason.
Great minds.
I loved his little giggle when they would tickle his belly, and he would... Do you remember that? When he would tickle? Yeah. Yes, exactly. You guys know. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Becky, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. We appreciate you and Jake playing. And we have for you a pair of tickets to go see Shawn Mendes for Friends and Family Only at a live concert film in theaters for one night. On November 14th, to find a participating theater, visit friendsandfamilyfilm.com. And you guys are going to go to that for free, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Becky and Jake from Canton, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
See you, Jake.
Thanks. Bye.
Jake?
Jake?
You made Jake self-conscious. Shame on you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Jay.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Obviously, with the election happening, that's all anybody has been paying attention to. But yesterday in the courtroom with the Karen Reed trial and the case and the retrial, it got very awkward. Justices grilled the prosecution and the defense yesterday. I don't know if you caught any of this. We have Emily D. Baker joining us now, who is our favorite law nerd. You can find her on the Law Nerd app, a prior LA deputy district attorney. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. I know it was an early day yesterday in Massachusetts at the Supreme Judicial Court for everybody. And if anybody watched who's not used to watching the Court of Appeals, I imagine it seemed a bit of a different type of court.
Yeah, it felt like the justices had had it with all of the attorneys involved.
Just seems like they've been asking the same questions for quite some time. And so can you sort of break it down what it is they're asking for and what you think might happen there?
Karen Reed's attorneys are asking, I think their main hope is to be allowed to poll all the jurors. This happened in the Murdaugh case recently, in the situation where this normally comes up, that there might have been some type of outside influence. And in that case, it was the court clerk. They are asking to poll the jurors here because jurors reached out after the case and said, hey, we were only hung on one of the charges. We had reached verdicts on the others. But it's this very unusual situation where jurors didn't fill out anything on the verdict form and didn't say anything in the jury notes that has led us to hear where case law that the judges all operate by doesn't fit this situation. And so the judges are saying, look, the case law says we can ask jurors if there's outside influence. We can ask jurors about other things that happen in the jury room, but we can't ask them about their deliberation. And isn't this asking about deliberation? And Marty Weinberg did an amazing job yesterday arguing, no, this is asking about the outcome. The judges, I don't know if we'll be convinced by that because it gets very close to asking about deliberation when you're asking if they reached a result. But the judges also said to the prosecution, shouldn't we want to know after 10 weeks of trial what the jury has decided? Shouldn't we need to know that? So the defense ultimately wants counts 1 and 3 dismissed. But what they really are hoping for is to be able to ask all 12 jurors if they did reach verdicts.
I remember watching you on YouTube when this was happening in real time and they had declared the mistrial. And Karen Reed's attorneys had questions at that moment right then. And you said, yeah, this is a little bit unusual that they're not allowing them to fill out portions of the verdict form.
And that they didn't poll the jury. It's very common in other jurisdictions, not as common in Massachusetts, I'm told from lawyers that practice there, that the jury gets asked at the end of the verdict, does this reflect your decision too? So normally they check in with each juror, and that didn't happen here, and it seemed like a lot of confusion would have been saved if that happened. Ultimately, the defense attorneys for Karen Reed are arguing this violates her double jeopardy. If jurors really did come to a verdict, even if they didn't write it down, then she shouldn't be retried on those counts. And they are fighting to get those counts removed. Those are the counts with higher sentences. Those are the more serious counts. So they want to narrow this case down when it goes to retrial, which they just asked to have continued from January till April 1st.
Ugh.
It's just a lot. You know, I know, like...
It is.
Do you think that this whole... the part where the jury should have been polled or not polled and saying, well, this has to do with deliberation and not. I know that Weinberg was citing, other cases, but there's no federal precedent. Do you think this could be one of those places where precedent might be set for something or no?
It's difficult because what the Court of Appeals doesn't love is gray zone, and it gets very close to deliberation. I think there's room to ask them about the result. The Court of Appeals is going to be incredibly careful about creating a slippery slope of any time someone down the road doesn't agree with the hung jury, that then afterwards they can ask. What I think will happen most practically is defense attorneys will start asking to poll the jury more, but the Court of Appeals, I think, will be hesitant to change the norm here. but they might, because you want to respect jury decisions and you want jurors to be heard. And numerous jurors came forward and said, this isn't what we intended. And that's got to be incredibly frustrating for them and for Karen Reed. We learned in a Vanity Fair article that she's still in debt to her lawyers over $5 million on the first trial.
Yep.
And she has the carpet from the house in a storage room somewhere.
Yeah, is that weird?
Is that shocking to you, Emily?
I was absolutely stunned by that revelation. I was like, wait, there's still more that we don't know about this case. I was stunned.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Are you allowed to keep evidence in your house? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I do watch a lot of CSI.
The police didn't think it was evidence, and they didn't take it. So, I don't know how that all went down, but it's wild to me.
I mean, the only thing more wild is if she'd have bought the actual house. That would have been like...
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Or doing a Vanity Fair article and a Dateline interview.
And another Vanity
Fair.
A two-part Vanity Fair. All right, Emily D. Baker, real quick before we let you go, is there any other trial that is bubbling under that we should be paying attention to?
The Corey Richens case is still speeding along to trial in Utah. I just finished the Sarah Boone case in Florida. And then next year is lining up to have Karen Reed and Donna Adelson out of Florida and Corey Richens out of Utah. And then the Brian Koberger case has quite a lot of litigation going on right now.
And that looks like
it's going to be in trial at the end of the summer 2025. From August, the judge is saying, till November. So that's going to be...
You're going to be very busy, lady. You're going to be very busy, lady. If you want to find Emily D. Baker online, you can find her on X. It's The Emily D. Baker. Find her on YouTube or look her up on the Law Nerd app. What's awesome is that'll give you a notification as soon as she goes live, which is great. Emily, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, we got a palate cleanser for you.
That's what we need.
Producer Dan's girlfriend Kaylee found her diaries from middle school.
Yes, so my girlfriend moved out of her parents' house summer of 2023, and her childhood bedroom has kind of just sit there untouched since then. And her parents are like, you gotta get your crap out of here. So she went over, and as she's kind of going through all of her childhood memories, she comes across her diary from like fifth grade. It has a keep out written on it.
Oh, totally.
And she opens it to start reading. I go, whoa, let me get my phone out. Let me get my phone out first.
First of all, Kaylee, thank you for sharing with us. This really is wonderful. Thank you.
All right, what do we have here?
This is my diary from 2005, so in fifth grade.
What was fifth grade Kaylee going through?
Apparently it was a soap opera.
Let's get to some of the entries.
Oh, here's the juicy stuff. Well, it says January 16th, 10:30 p.m. Dear diary, today was town day, you see, and I saw some of my friends. They were together, and I said, hey, but they didn't answer me. That's what's bothering me. G2G, gotta go, bye. And then there's a picture of a seahorse, and I wrote, am I in the wrong world?
Did you feel like a seahorse that was in the wrong world?
Apparently. Dear diary, I saw my friend sledding this weekend. They told me that one of them didn't want me to go. She's so mean to people inside and outside of school. I don't know what I did wrong.
What happened to the mean girl?
Oh, we're not friends anymore. Her loss. Dear diary, I just got my pictures from picture day today and some boy said I looked fat. I got some water in my eyes and I had to wipe it off because we had music. I was ready to cry and go home. I hate him.
Who was the boy?
If I said a name, would you bleep it out?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, I'm pretty sure his name was... That's so sad.
Well, you're so pretty now.
Aw, thanks, honey.
Were you a super emotional child?
I mean, I had severe anxiety and nobody knew it. So yeah, I guess so. I used to call one of my best friends every single morning to ask her what she was wearing so that I didn't show up wearing something stupid.
Was the answer always jeans and a t-shirt?
It was like, I don't know, I think the weather's gonna be this. So like, jeans and a top. And I was like, okay. Oh, dear diary, my friend always gets mad at me when we are on AIM. She and my other friend are becoming so close to each other, and I'm like a stick in the mud with them. Love, Kaylee.
What was your AIM screen name?
Okay, I had my first one. It was Smiley KCT 511. What was yours?
Mine was the title to a Notorious B.I.G. song.
No, no, stop. Stop. Stop.
It was Who Shot Ya 2003. Yeah, I was a street hooligan early.
With AI.
I challenge anyone of my age range to not have a cringy AIM screen name. Every single one of us, the cringiest AIM screen names.
I want that guy's name.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
I want.
But I like how she was always hyping herself back up again. She goes, her loss.
Right.
Or whatever. But calling someone to find out what you're wearing that morning, standard. Even in my day.
Really?
So you were not alone.
That was something you did?
100%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you wearing today? I don't know. What are you wearing today? Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Again, producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee, going through
Will she bring us more?
Oh, I have more. I added a lot down. We got
this
more.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, this is middle school diary that she just found.
This is. I love that she talks to herself in it, too. She's like, bye, Kaylee.
G2G, TTYL. Speaking of AIM.
I like it so much.
All right. Dear diary, we've crossed a threshold.
What do you mean?
I am in middle school.
Oh.
Dear diary, well, I'm in middle school, and I still write in a diary. Okay, well, there's this boy that I have known ever since kindergarten, and we just broke up.
What do you think happened?
I can't remember breaking up with a boy that I had known from kindergarten.
Are you lying to your own diary?
Well, then I continue. I like this other boy a lot. Should I ask him out or screw it? And then underneath it, it's not my handwriting. It's my sister Jacqueline's handwriting. And she said, screw it. So she definitely broke in my diary to write that. I'm so embarrassed. This was 20 years ago. And I just realized that Jacqueline wrote in my diary. Dear diary, this boy knew me forever. And I like him, but he likes one of my BFFs. IDK, what to do? Love, Kaylee.
Oh, so the boy you liked your best friend?
I think I blacked all this out because it was so, clearly so traumatizing. I just don't remember.
Middle school love triangles.
Dear diary, I'm getting the hang of middle school. But my friend that I was best friends with in preschool, is a bad word. She's a clone of the queen of mean. I hate them both. Love, Kaylee. My diary got all the tea.
What did it feel like going through your middle school diary at 29 years old?
I mean, it felt, there was a lot of emotions. I felt kind of sad because I clearly was writing about like this one friend that was not kind to me. And I just didn't realize it until I was older. And I was like, wow, why am I friends with this person?
What would you say to middle school Kaylee if you could go back in time?
Don't worry about the people that don't like you because they're not going to matter anymore in 20 years. Well, thanks for joining. Oh, and at the back it says, don't come in or else, underlined 4 times.
You just read the whole thing for the radio, so I guess you changed your mind on that.
So many things. The fact that her sister busted in and left a message behind.
Big.
It's hilarious. My sister used to bust into mine all the time, too. But her advice at the end there.
Right.
We stand.
People are texting in with all of their embarrassing AIM screen names. My people.
Has been born.
One of me.
We're doing this. I want to know what they were, because mine was boring as hell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Caitlin from Berkeley.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
And apparently there's a whole crew in the car with her. Who all's there?
My husband, Andrew, and two of our kids. We're dropping them off at school and then driving into work together.
All right. What are the kids' names?
Sky and Sage.
Sky and Sage?
Yes.
Awesome names. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Go ahead, Sage. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. If you tie, unfortunately, that means you take the L. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is about to happen. Caitlin, are you ready?
We're ready.
The magical slippers from the Wizard of Oz are on the auction block. The bidding is currently over $800,000. What color are they?
Ruby.
The name Dorito is a contraction of the Spanish word Doridato, Doradito?
I think Doradito.
Doradito, which roughly means little fried and golden thing, or little bits of gold. What is the flavor of Dorito that comes in the blue bag?
Cool Ranch.
This singer turns 28 today. Take a listen to her biggest hit and then name her.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
What's her name?
That's Lord.
Pharrell Williams was fired 3 times before he made it big. He said the first 2 times it was just because I was lazy. The third was like, what are you doing? You're just sitting there eating nuggets. Name the song Pharrell did with Robin Thicke. It spent 12 weeks at number 1.
I'm happy.
Question number 5. There's a German word specifically for the weight you gain from overeating when you're depressed. The word is Kummerspeck, and it literally translates to grief bacon.
Good band name.
Can you name the 3 colors of the German flag?
Red, yellow, and black. My dad lived in Germany for like 15 years. I should know that. I think it's red, yellow, and black.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! As someone who lived in Germany, are you giving her 5?
I am going to give it to her.
Okay.
I think I'm going to give it to her. Kennedy, welcome back. Caitlin and the whole crew got 4 out of 5 right. Although we might need a ruling in number 5, but I feel like she gets it.
Okay. I'll defer to you.
Yeah. They're tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yep.
The magical slippers from the Wizard of Oz are on the auction block. The bidding currently over $800,000. What color are they?
Red. What?
What color red?
Ruby.
Thank you. Tied at 1. Question number 2. The name Dorito is a contraction of the Spanish word Doradito, which roughly means little fried and golden thing or little bits of gold. What is the flavor of Doritos that come in the blue bag?
Cool Ranch.
Tied at 2. This singer turns 28 today. Take a listen to her biggest hit and then name her.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That's Lord.
It is. It is a little bit overwhelming, though, with all the different flavors that are out there now. Like, back in our day, you had, like, 1 flavor, and now you have a mashup of 52 flavors.
There's nothing wrong with just a classic nacho cheese.
That's what I'm saying.
We've had Cool Ranch for quite some time.
I know, but I'm just saying.
The sweet chili hits, though.
No. I don't know. I don't know.
Tied at 3, question number 4. Pharrell Williams was fired 3 times before he made it big. He said the first 2 times it was just because I was being lazy. The third was like, what are you doing? You're just sitting there eating nuggets. Name the song Pharrell did with Robin Thicke. It spent 12 weeks at number 1.
Blurred Lines.
Cool. 4-3. Question number 5. There's a German word specifically for the weight you gain from overeating when you're depressed. It's called Kummerspeck. And it literally translates to grief bacon. Can you name the 3 colors on the German flag?
Yeah. Black, red, and gold. Yellow. Black, red, and yellow.
Yeah. Yellow, gold. I accepted yellow.
Yeah.
Gold. 5-4 is the final score.
Kummerspeck. Such a good word. German is such a fantastic language. The words that they build.
I've had a couple pieces of grief bacon in my life, for sure.
Damn it.
You don't get a body like this without some grief
that
bacon.
That should have been my AOL screen name. Grief Bacon.
Grief Bacon Girl 03. But bake, the A would be spelled with a 4.
All right, Kennedy, nice job. You get the win, 5-4. Kaylin, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you guys.
That's okay.
To you and Andrew.
Yeah, thank you all.
And
thank you.
To the kids as well. Yes, yes, yes. What would, to Sky and Sage, I
yes.
should say. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Kaylin, Andrew, Sky, and Sage, and we could not beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What was your AM screen name?
Okay, I had my first one. It was Smiley KCT511. What was yours?
Mine was the title to a Notorious B.I.G. song.
No, no, stop. Stop. Stop.
It was Who Shot You 2003. Yeah, I was a street hooligan early.
That is producer Dan talking to his girlfriend Kaylee as they were reading through her diary earlier on the show. And when Kaylee mentioned her screen name, oh my gosh, the text messages started rolling in.
Who Shot You 2003? It pains me to hear that out loud.
So
it's so cringy.
617-931-1234. Call or text. We want to hear your cringy screen name from back in the day. Katie from Scituate, what you got?
So I actually have two. So I had Sour Punch Babe 12. Because Sour Punch draws are amazing, and clearly I was 12. but then I decided that that sounded way too immature, and I made Drama Baby 18.
A much more adult Drama Baby 18.
Is the
so
18
much
there?
More adult.
So people think you're 18?
I don't even remember, because I was very clearly, especially with like my... You know, AOL away messages, which were always really cringy, like Avril Lavigne and Fall Out Boy lyrics.
Always song like, lyrics.
There was no way to not know that I was clearly 12.
Well, what would happen is you'd put in an AOL screen name and it'd say, well, that one's not available, but if you add these numbers to the end of it, then you could have that one. Adam is from Arlington. Tell everybody what your cringy screen name was.
So, hey guys, first of all, Adam from Arlington is the What Would Bono Do guy from almost exactly a year ago.
Welcome back.
I love that that's
your
calendar.
Thank you. A separate conversation about the amazing ways that thing has led me in the years to pass. However, I'm a child of the 80s, and growing up, I describe as like my childhood was like Stranger Things with only like half as many monsters, maybe two-thirds. But another big thing was Conan the Barbarian. And so for some reason, after watching that one time, a friend of mine turned to me and dubbed me a Damien the Overlord, which I guess gave me ultimate power. And so that became, or some version of it, became my screen name, rather than the more obvious one, Pac-Man, because my last name begins with P-A-C. But for some reason, I've been a Damien the Overlord ever since, and that's... I don't remember if I had to have numbers or not. Probably not, because it was so weird and long. that was mine.
I'm here for the Overlord.
Get it, though. Instead of Damien, his name's Adam. So Damien the Overlord. That I appreciate it. A good alliteration there. B-Side is from Gloucester. Hi, B-Side.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Join me in the cringe club.
So when I was 15 and 16, I used to go to Harvard Square at midnight and go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And they used to have some actors that used to be Barbies. And all of my friends were a particular Barbie, and I was dubbed J-U-O Barbie by my friends. I didn't pick it. But it was a particular hand motion, and that was my screen name.
A particular hand motion?
That adults do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. That's the one.
Sorry, okay. It took me a while.
Okay, got it. Yeah. That got cringy.
I love you, B-Side. I love you so much.
Thank you. Megan is from Tewksbury. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
All right, what do you got?
So mine was Skatin' without the G.
Obviously.
Of course.
416.
Okay.
I was a big figure skater in high school, and that was what
my parents also approved of, which is kind of weird, for my first screen name. And what makes it even weirder and more tragic is that I'm 31 years old now, and that was tied to my Comcast account. And if I ever need to get into it, that is the email address.
SkatingChick416.
Yeah, but at least it tracks, yep. Right? You were SkatingChick. I'm here for that.
That's not
it
too
says
bad.
Who you are.
I since have gotten a Gmail that's more age appropriate, but that is the one I have to go into if anything gets sent to the Comcast account.
Yeah, now she's Skating Woman 416.
That's right, Carson.
Yeah,
let
pretty much.
Know.
She's added the G because she's mature.
Rebecca, also from Tewksbury. Good morning, Rebecca.
Some cringy people in Tewksbury.
Good morning.
What was your screen name?
Okay, I just want to preface this by saying I've never called a phone number as fast as I have done now. And... because this story I tell many people. So, like, I'm ready. This is my moment.
Bring it.
Okay, so I'm going to expand what Greg said about, oh, this name has already been used. With AOL, you could put a keyword in there. And I was young. I was 12. My best friends were cats. So I was like, let's do anything cat-related. So it gave me a name. And I was like, yeah, that got a ring to it. And then... I noticed people were giving me weird messages I didn't know. I thought they were robots at the time. But I was like, you're weird, delete. The name was Booty Kitty.
Booty Kitty?
That'll do it. That'll get you into an algorithm you didn't want to be in. Yep.
It generated Booty Kitty. And I was like, yeah, that got a ring to it, sure.
I didn't connect anything.
The moment you went into a chat room with that name, you were the most popular person. There's Booty Kitty.
You probably could have sold that name later on to an OnlyFans gal for quite some bit of money.
So many perverts messaged you.
The problem was,
I realized later that I was like, wait, this name is sus, but I've used it for so many years, I can't just escape the name. Like, how do I, like, everyone knows me as Booty Kitty now, so what do I do? But eventually I had to let it go.
Booty Kitty for life.
Yeah.
Spelled L-Y-F-E.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy, what was it Dan said earlier when he asked somebody to share their screen name?
He said, welcome to help me in the cringe club.
Yeah, join
which
me
I
in
love
the cringe
more
club.
Than anything in the whole wide earth.
you might have birthed a new bit. Join us in the cringe club.
So many things we can discuss. I mean, stuff I do almost every day in my life, probably.
We're starting with the cringeworthy AOL Instant Messenger screen names. I didn't have a cringy one. I like playing spades, so I just was like S-P-A-D-E-Z guy,
right.
Spades guy. But I put the Z on it, so it was cool. Hey, spades guy's here. Cool.
But it wasn't that cringy.
No, it's not cringy. It's just...
To you.
You think Spades Guy was cringy?
With the Z and the weight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not? What am I going to say? No.
Melissa's from Saugus. What did you have?
So my older sister let us have one account between me and my younger sister. And she took like both of our names and she took like the first couple of letters of it. So she made it just 69 Mel. So Mel for Melissa and the just for my other sister's name.
So it makes, yeah, okay.
Just 69 Mel. Yeah.
That's tough if you're Mel.
But you probably had no idea.
I was 14.
No idea what that meant at 14.
That was the era where we were putting 69 and 420 in everything.
Yeah, but she was 14. She didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what that meant.
Not at all.
I mean,
you knew what that meant at 14?
Yeah, we had the internet. It's millennials.
Carson, you really just got to understand. Everybody got older quicker than we did.
I don't want to blow your mind. Your almost 14-year-old probably also knows.
Yeah.
No, he
yeah.
doesn't. He yeah. has no
They don't
idea.
Have smartphones Aww. In school. High school.
Megan is from Quincy.
No, he doesn't. He better not.
Not my sweet angel boy.
He will not join this conversation. Megan, what do you got?
Well, as a youth, I was a big fan of the 80s cartoon Rainbow Bright.
Okay.
And Rainbow Bright's best friend was a sprite whose name was Twink.
Oh, okay.
So I chose the name Twink M, and I was wildly popular in a niche way that was not at all me.
Like, why are all these men messaging me?
I love you so much. Thank you for that.
Alex is from Haverhill. Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
Welcome to the Cringe Club with us.
I really haven't spoken this in a very long time because it's so cringy. It was European mutt, the number 4 and the letter U. So European mutt for you.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It was so
But why?
So bad.
But why? Like, but why?
Because I thought I was so cool with all these nationalities in Europe, and everyone always asked. So here it is.
How do you feel about it now as an adult?
I am so embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. You didn't know. You didn't know.
I'm also embarrassed of my AM screen name. It's okay.
Well, you can be.
Yeah. Tell everybody yours again.
Mine was a Notorious B.I.G. song, Who Shot Ya? And then 2003 because I made it in the year 2003.
Okay. Carrie's from Haverhill, too. Good.
Good morning, I thought I was
Carrie.
So hard.
Mad Horde.
Mad Horde.
From the mad streets of...
Yeah, mauled into my Catholic school uniform.
What you got, Carrie?
Mine was Sweet and Innocent, so I only had the capital N in between the words, had a 0 for the O, because otherwise it was taken by other people. But I really think the icing on the cake was you had to have the little buddy icon that went with it, and mine flipped, you know, between an angel and a devil, so really matched with the screen name.
I like it.
Mm.
Oh, I forgot all about the buddy icon. I'm having nostalgia flashbacks.
And you got to have the little thing after the end, Sweet and Innocent.
I love it so much.
Marissa's from Weymouth. What did you have for your AIM screen name?
When I was a preteen, I was obsessed with the Canadian TV show Degrassi.
Mm-hmm. Yes, featuring and, young Drake, yes.
Yes, Jimmy in the wheelchair. And so my screen name was Degrassi for me 101.
And I bet everybody was so jealous. They're like, oh my God, she's so cool. She likes Degrassi. Obviously. And then she put the number 4 in there. Me 101. I mean, come on. Marissa. We need Marissa to be in our crew.
Yeah, obviously.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Marissa. Jen is from Reading. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
All right, what was it?
Good start.
It was, I was 13 and I thought it was cool.
This is a safe space.
It was Sexy Bitch 326.
How old were you?
Because 13.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
So my mom found out because my sister and her best friend were a little snitches.
Oh, they narked on you?
Oh, hell yeah, they did. They still do. They're 37 now, and they still call my mom on me.
Oh, no.
So my mom was like, you can't have that one. Go with your nickname. And I'm like, Mom, my nickname is just half of our last name. She's like, I don't care. That's your nickname. That's your sister's nickname. Like, all four of you are Parsh. Because our last name was Parsley. So we just cut it in half. And then I put my birthday on the end. So now and forever, I am Parsh 326.
Oh, March 26th. No, forever to us, you are Sexy Bitch 326. And you are the vice president of the Cringy Club.
Because you are one. You go, girl. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. I take that title with honor and distinction.
As you should.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Francis from Chelsea.
Hi, Francis.
Good morning. Hi, Kennedy.
Hey.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Francis?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
5 trivia questions that are all pop culture based. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. She's now in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Morgan Spurlock would have been 54 today. He passed away back in May. He's best known for his documentary, Supersize Me. What was the premise of that documentary?
It was McDonald's.
Question number 2. V from BTS will release a White Christmas duet on December 6th. His partner, Bing Crosby, finished the opening lyric to White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like blank.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
Question number 3. Fireball Whiskey just introduced a new limited release product called Cryerball that's infused with the tears of actual football fans.
It's fantastic.
Cryerball will be available in tents that are set up outside NFL and college football stadiums where fans can donate their tears after each game. What flavor is Fireball Whiskey?
Cinnamon.
You answered that one pretty quick, Frances, didn't you?
I drink Fireball.
Former Survivor contestant Nick Brown has become the first black person to be elected Attorney General in the state of Washington. On Survivor, what phrase is uttered when your torch's flame is extinguished and you are eliminated from the game?
I have no idea. I don't watch Survivor.
And question number 5, Flavor Flav praised Selena Gomez on social media, celebrating her strength and openness about her mental health, saying Selena Gomez is one of the strongest and most beautiful people inside and out. Name the popular music producer that Selena is currently dating.
Benny Blanco.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Great music producers and alcohol. We found your wheelhouse, Francis.
Well, they go hand in hand.
They do. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hey.
Francis got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, my friend.
Yep.
These are
pretty tough. You just want to give up now?
Nope. Never give up. Never surrender.
Morgan Spurlock would have been 54 today. He passed back in May, best known for his documentary, Supersize Me. What is the premise of that documentary?
He ate McDonald's every day for a month and saw how it did to his body.
Mm-hmm. Tied at 1. He was here in the studio. We interviewed him.
Very nice man.
Well.
Question number 2. V from BTS will release a White Christmas duet on December 6th. His partner, Bing Crosby. Mm-hmm. I knew he was still putting out music.
His hologram is.
Finish the opening lyric to White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like blank.
Just like the ones I knew before.
Oh.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Oh, crap.
No, it just came to me.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. Fireball Whiskey just introduced a new limited release product called Cryerball. It's infused with tears of actual football fans. Cryerball will be available in tents that are set up outside NFL and college football stadiums where fans can donate their tears after each game. Sounds sanitary.
Absolute genius.
They would be overflowing after a Gillette game. Patriots are so bad.
Which flavor is Fireball Whiskey?
Cinnamon.
Tied at 2.
You also answered that pretty fast, Kennedy.
Former Survivor contestant Nick Brown has become the first black person to be elected Attorney General in the state of Washington. On Survivor, what phrase is uttered when your torch's flame is extinguished and you are eliminated from the game?
The tribe has spoken.
3-2, question number 5. Flavor Flav praised Selena Gomez on social media, celebrating her strength and openness about her mental health. He said, and I quote, Selena Gomez is one of the strongest and most beautiful people inside and out.
That is wonderful.
Name the popular music producer Selena is currently dating.
Benny Blanco.
Mm-hmm.
They are adorable.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I know, you don't get the cash.
Of course he does.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
We had fun, though.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We talked about music and Fireball.
Fireball.
Blew my knee out to that song once at a wedding.
Also, congratulations, Francis. You have won 4 tickets to see Pentatonix November 19th at the DCU Center. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but save your money. You're going for free.
Nice. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Francis. I'm from Chelsea, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rich from Georgetown.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys been?
Good, good.
We're great. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Rich?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
You know the deal, Rich. Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Do you know how much money you win?
$1,000.
$1,000.
$1,000 will go a long way, Rich.
Uh-huh.
Make Rich richer. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Again, a reminder, if you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Beyonce has released a new video where she dresses up as Pamela Anderson from Baywatch. Baywatch, get it? B-A-E?
Mm-hmm.
Baywatch. Who was Beyonce's band before she went solo?
TLC.
Question number two. Who is the founder of the lifestyle brand Goop?
I don't know.
We are not in Rich's wheelhouse right now.
Question number three. Which royal couple made headlines by stepping down from royal duties in 2020?
Meghan Margo and is it Charles?
All right, question number four.
Prince Charles.
In The Devil Wears Prada, what magazine does Meryl Streep's character work for?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
In The Devil Wears Prada, which magazine does Meryl Streep's character work for? To the movie, The Devil Wears Prada.
Yep. I don't know.
All right. And question number five, can you name the kingdom where Shrek lives? I feel like Rich is not getting richer on this one.
Nope. I don't know.
All right.
I've seen the movie three times.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Are you concerned about my answer on that one?
I think, yeah.
Did I have it wrong? I think it's right.
You think?
We'll cover it after.
Okay.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
That's how you research these questions? You think?
Oh.
All right, sounds good.
Are you new here?
You know, Dan, sometimes I think I am.
All right, Rich got 0 out of 5.
Whoa.
No.
Mac.
Don't
Mac,
you do
Mac,
that.
Mac.
We retired
Mac,
it.
No, it's
Mac,
done.
Mac.
We don't do it anymore.
Mac.
Don't feed him.
Under pressure.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Beyonce has released a new video where she dresses as Pamela Anderson from Baywatch.
Yeah.
Who was Beyonce's band before she went solo?
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's really? Child.
Really?
He said TLC. Kennedy, who is the founder of the lifestyle brand Goop?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
2-0. Which royal couple made headlines by stepping down from their duties in 2020?
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yes.
Rich, honey, where are you been?
Harry. I said Charles.
Question number four. In The Devil Wears Prada, what magazine does Meryl Streep's character work for?
Is it a fake? It's got to be a fake one. They didn't do Vogue, certainly. It was called something else.
It's a good question.
It was called something else.
Thank you.
It was not called Vogue. There's no way that Anna would have let allowed. I don't know.
Runway.
There it is.
Runway. 3-0. Question number five. Can you name the kingdom where Shrek lives? This is the one where Dan says there's some consternation with my answer.
He lives in a swamp.
Yes, but where's the swamp located?
In a swamp outside of where the king lives.
What did you think? What do you have for
you? As someone who has seen Shrek 1,000 times.
Right.
Shrek lives in a swamp in Lord Farquaad's kingdom, which is Duloc.
Right.
And Fiona's parents are from far, far away.
Far, far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I have as the answer is far, far away.
But that wasn't the right answer.
Wow.
It is. Well, you could go either way.
Yeah.
Of where Shrek.
Far, far away.
Shrek is not from far, far away. He's from Duloc. But
so,
Fiona's parents are the rulers of far, far away, and they get married, and it's a thing. And yeah.
Wow.
3-0 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Rich does not get richer.
Nope.
Kind of bummed about that, buddy. I was rooting for you.
Yeah, you're a good guy, though, Rich. Good guy, local guy.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Yeah, we do appreciate you. And The Devil Wears Prada should be on your watch list for this weekend, okay?
Also, listen to Destiny's Child.
I've seen it. Yeah, I know. I blew that
Look
one.
Look, at TLC walked so Destiny's Child could run. I believe that, but...
Also, go on goop.com and buy yourself something nice.
Absolutely not.
Rich, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Rich. I can't beat Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.